It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 23rd, 2018. Today is the birthday of 19th century American outlaw Nathaniel Reed, born in 1862 in Madison County, Arkansas. Popularly known as Texas Jack, he was responsible for many stagecoach, bank, and train robberies throughout the American Southwest in the 1880s and 90s. He acted on his own and also led a gang of other bandits, operating particularly in the Rocky Mountains and Indian Territory. Reed is claimed to have been the last survivor of the 47 most notorious outlaws of the Indian Territory. He became an evangelist in his later years and could often be seen on the streets of Tulsa preaching against the dangers of following a life of crime. His memoirs were published in the 1930s and are considered valuable collector's items today. One copy was reportedly sold on the Internet for $1,500 in 2007. He also claimed to have ridden with the Dalton Gang, Bill Doolin, Henry Starr, and other outlaws and bandits of the Old West. He may have also helped Cherokee Bill, a fellow outlaw from the Indian Territory, in his escape from Fort Smith during the 1880s. As with many others of the era, Reed's colorful stories of his almost 10-year career as a bandit were probably exaggerated by later writers. He claimed to have ridden briefly with the Dalton Gang and participated in their dual bank robberies in Coffeyville, Kansas in 1892, as well as the infamous 1893 gunfight at Ingalls, Oklahoma. However, there is no corroborating evidence that he was actually involved in either of those events. Having decided to retire from a life of crime, he wrote to Judge Isaac Parker, the legendary hanging judge based at Fort Smith in Arkansas, agreeing to testify against the man who had planned his most recent robbery in exchange for probation. Despite Judge Parker's promise of immunity, Reed was convicted and ordered to serve 5 years in prison. However, he was out in less than one, as shortly before his own death, Parker granted Reed his parole in November 1896. Reed subsequently carried his signed parole from Judge Parker around with him, proudly proclaiming his decision to go straight for the remainder of his life. After his release, Reed became an itinerant evangelist, preaching about the rewards of living a respectable, law-abiding life. He toured the country with a series of Wild West shows, and his memoirs, The Life of Texas Jack, were published in 1936. 35,000 copies of several published pamphlets and dime novels describing his life as an outlaw were sold before his death at his home in Tulsa at the age of 87 on January 7, 1950. He was buried in St. Paul, Arkansas. Reports of his death in dozens of newspapers throughout the country alluded to his claim that he was wounded by gunfire 14 times in his career as a man outside the law. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 23rd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.